W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American Society leader.
Great pleasure to present to you Muslim American Society leader, Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Let us speak to you. We thank Allah for this beautiful day. It was raining all day and wet yesterday. And I was hoping, I said, well, if it rains tomorrow, at least we got a nice dinner. So we'll be protected from the rain, but Allah gives us sunshine today. More than 1,000 prayers went up for my friends and my associates in this community. So we have the sunshine today. And they're praying for me all the time. That's right. They're praying for me all the time. We thank Allah for the good people. Praise be to Allah. With Allah's name, that is with God's name, we begin this address to you. God is merciful to us in giving us the good human life, creating us to be human beings. That was a great mercy. God's mercy is extended to all things according to our scripture and scripture that came before us. Our holy book, the Quran. God is merciful. His mercy reaches all things. His mercy extends beyond his wrath. That is, beyond his anger, we would say. His anger is shorter than his mercy. Much, much shorter than his mercy, according to our holy book. So if God was angry with the people, and they softened their hearts and became a better people, his anger was removed from them. And his mercy was always there with them, waiting for them to change their hearts. And his mercy is always with us in these days. I was talking about 100,000 years, 1,000 or more years ago. But his mercy is always with us today. He's just waiting for us to change our hearts and be the good human being that his mercy created us to be. When we lose the way and become ugly natures, not kind natures like the human being is created to be, like the babies that we have born today are. They don't come here ugly, they come here beautiful. They come here kind and obedient. Just waiting on the mother, the parent, or the responsible person that takes them to care for them. Just waiting on them to know what they want from them. Obedient, waiting to be trained, waiting to be raised up, waiting to be guided by us. Obedient. And as we go older and get the world into our mind, then we become something else. So God is merciful twice. We say the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Mercy and giving us this great and useful life we call the human life that uses all the wonderful things that God has put into his creation, into his world, into his earth, into his creation. We use all these wonderful things to benefit our life. And God gave us all these things in advance of our awareness. We didn't know he was going to give us all these things. He gave us all these things in advance of our awareness. We were not aware. He gives us mercy in our parents, in both religions, Christianity and Islam, and Judaism, the three religions, the three faiths of Abraham. In Abraham, the three faiths in Abraham. Tells us how important it is with God that we love and respect our parents. God gave us good parents to care for us. And sometimes we become so much of a burden on our parents, and it multiplies and becomes an epidemic, and the whole society is almost disrespectful of sacred things. We treat our parents ugly, and pretty soon they lose any hope of having us as their children, though we're still tied to them by blood. They give up on us, and the world gives up on us, and we begin to experience hell on this earth. Public becomes nothing but a place for hell on us. And even after that, God extends his mercy to the society because of a few that hold on to the good life. He extends his mercy to the society for the second time and bring them back to guidance to his word. So God is merciful in treating us, and he is merciful, forgive us when we want to pardon, ask for pardon, and grant us the good life, and with more help than we ever had before, with the help of his own word, with the help of his own guidance, scripture, revelation, as we say. So we should know God first. Nothing is more important for us than to be aware of God firstly. I don't know how to talk to you about anything without acknowledging God firstly. My greatest hope, my greatest love, my greatest desire is that you all believe in God. If you didn't know more than that, I'd be finished with you. But if you want me to hang around for other things, if you believe in God, I'm happy to hang around. But if you don't, please let me go and you get the hell out of my presence. And excuse the language, the hell is real. Now, we want to talk to you about business today. You're sitting on property owned by a company that is a partnership. This property is owned by Collective Purchasing Conference Limited Liability Company, LLC. Pretty soon, in fact, it might be already concluded. We'll be owning the property across the road, right directly in front of us, right directly in front of me. We'll be owning that property. Thank God for good people and hard work. Yes, let me repeat that this is the property of Collective Purchase Conference. We also have two condominiums, and we have investments in fixed assets, like the very modern meat processing, food processing equipment you perhaps have seen on the inside there, on the inside of this building, the building part me to my right. And we have other assets, like the truck you perhaps saw with our sign on it, the egg meat sign on it. And we're investing regularly, constantly. We are spending money not for the sake of earning money itself, but for the sake of having money to do more things for ourselves as investors. I'm one of the investors, I'm one of the owners of this company, Collective Purchase Conference. I paid for it with money that I made outside of the community, not with money you give me as contributions. Money I invest comes from my money I make on campuses, college campuses and universities, and in other situations as a speaker. I don't make quite as much as Jesse Jackson yet, but my income is growing. So I invest in this company, Collective Purchase Conference. I invest in it. And if I had any money to invest, I would invest it nowhere except in this company. I'm the president, honorary president of this company. Thank God I got the idea to build it And I've been successful. Had some good people work with me. We didn't give up. We were patient. And now we're seeing it operate. And we're seeing it operate on its own. Comtrust is the working arm of CPC. We're selling, buying, and selling. And within less than 2 years, we have already began to see this business Comtrust, right on this property here, operate without help from our account or from our savings. It is returning money now. It is returning money and managing it on its own too. Soon, I expect it to reach its capacity. That is, I expect that we will get enough business from around this area. And mind you, Christian made this business a success. Christians purchased our product, and they have made our business a success. Muslims were slow to come in. They're beginning to trickle in now. And I believe if they continue to trickle in, we're going to reach our capacity here soon. But you can see that we have land here, right, enough space right over there to build another facility big enough to double or triple the capacity of the one you have there, the one you're looking at over here, to your left and to my right. We can double or triple that capacity. Because we wouldn't be building anything but operating space, work space. We won't have to do anything else. The office space, we have enough. So we wouldn't have to build new front, new office, nothing but workspace for processing, for working with the meat and the food. And we could double or triple the capacity there without even moving from this land. But as I told you, we have bought the land right across the road too. We hope that that road, that space over there, will be used for 2 homes on that property. And I want our investors to know, and I want you to know too, who are always saying, yeah, I hope Allah bless us too. He'll bless you when you do what we do. Us too. That's a bad way to greet somebody. As-salamu alaykum. May Allah bless you. I didn't ask you for that. And bless us too. You want me to pray for you? Ask me to. Don't say bless us too. Ain't in my heart to say, yeah, may Allah bless you and bless us too. That ain't in my heart. If I'm greeting you, my heart is asking for God for you, not us. If I won't ask for us, I'll go away from you and pray. Then I pray for all of us. That's not in the life of Islam. That's not in the life of real Islam. Muhammad never greeted somebody like that. May God bless you and us too. You all cut that out. And most of you saying that, you're not investing in anything. You don't invest in CPC, you don't have anything. Someone approached me the other day, and they said, Deputy, ma'am, said, the community is really positive, which is encouraging us in business. I said, yeah. I wasn't upset myself. I know what you got in your head. They kind of called out. I didn't say anything to bring it up. They said, yeah, MBS is really growing. I said, what are you talking about? I said, MBS is in Atlanta, Georgia. I said, you talking about this here? I said, this is not MAS. This is CPC. This ain't no MAS. MAS, boycott us. This CPC, struggling, going up here to exist. With MAS, trying to keep us from reaching our goal. This is not MAS, this is CPC. It was left for MAS, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have got anything. We had to go against them to get where we are, right here. That's the MAS. And really, that's wrong with you. MAS belongs to Imam Nabi Din Muhammad. Because that was my idea, too. Yes. MAS, my idea. It was on paper before him. You all knew it. I had a religious organization incorporated. It was American Muslim Society. You don't believe it? Look it up. Before you ever heard anything of this, of my leadership, I already had an organization in cooperation. American Muslim Society. You can look it up. Government will verify this. Okay? So Muslim American Society was just a slight variation. I like society. I like the expression society. It was a slight variation. So I suggested to a few believers that we name our association the Muslim American Society, and they agree with it. And when you spell it, it spells MASS. MASS, M-A-S, spells MASS. Not MASS, but the properly, but it's representing MASS, M-A-S-S. And when I gave that name, I was thinking of MASS, the whole people, all of it, the mass of the people. And I was thinking of a great amount of success, property, wealth that I hope and dream for. That will give mass to, or masses. Yes. So I put thought in the thing. That's the point. I don't just come up with something off the cuff or give an idea on impulse. No, I think, I ponder over things. I do a lot of things to do. Think, use your brain. I send things out. And when I'm sure that I have something that's in accord with my religion, that is what my religion was, I go full force forward with it. And I don't fear anything. Nobody. No opposition makes me feel, oh, this is wrong. We should give this up. No. Once I make up my mind that this is what God would love for us, nothing can stop me. But God. Nothing but God can stop me. No. I'm not discouraged by leaders pretending to be with it and behind my back saying, hey, man, to stick with the Quran. That's what he's good at. So what are you good at? We want to see what you're good at. You be good at something. If I'm good at the Quran, I should be also good at the world. I should be good at working with the world. The Quran is given to us so we would know how to best work with the world. So what is that stuff that he's spiritual and he can stick to that? I don't understand that. That's not Islam. If I'm your leader and God has picked me and I'm the best in the Quran, I should also be the best in working with this world. Because the God of the Quran is the God of the world, the way it's made the heavens and earth, everything. And God gave the Quran to us so we can live better in this world. And I mean live better in every respect. Socially, family, socially, business, community. Wants us to live better in every respect. So don't underestimate the man that you say knows the Quran better than you. If he knows the Quran better than you, he knows how to make it in this world better than you.
That's right.
Wow, I thought. Thank God. That's what I'm saying when I say praise be to Allah. Then thank God. Praise and thank God. Yeah. So, you know, we can't go anywhere if your mind is in the rear. I'm going this way. I'm going east. Your mind is going west. And you say you're following me.
Yeah, come on with that.
We can't get anywhere with all that confusion. People going against wherever we want to go, they're going against that. They're going in the opposite direction. How are we going to be successful? So I told you how to do it. I said, get together with people like yourself.
Right.
Stop wasting time with people that have a different mind,
right,
a different spirit.
Right.
They're going to do nothing but weigh on you. They're going to put their weight on you and pull you down. They're going to drag on your spirit. So why waste time with them? Find people that want what you want, that love what you love, that have a spirit for what you have a spirit for, that want to do something, that's not lazy and want to do something, and willing to sit and talk about it and agree with each other for the whole, for the group, for all of us. That's what we have to do to make progress. I have done that. I sought people to work with me who want what I want and like what I'm doing, about, like what I'm about, what I'm doing and what I'm about. And we'll be successful. Many times I bring those in that I know are not with us, but so happen we need their hands right now. We need them. And they're not fighting me, or they're not too much of a problem. They're benefiting more than the harm or the hurt. So I teach them. I don't throw away people just because they can't give me 100%. I can't give myself 100%. I wish I could, but I always want to give a little more. Myself never pleased with what I'm giving. So I can't give myself 100%. So why should I demand that from you all? You can work with me and give me 100%. You can like my left eye and not like my right eye. You can like my suggestion and not like my mind. And if I see enough benefit there for us and you, you won't know it. You think I'm accepting you wholly. All together, 100%. Oh, yeah. The man, just me. Yes, you do. As far as I can see you. That's what I can't see out of the truck. God has made us successful. And this is the way the world is. The world is made up like this. We are no different. The world is made up like this. All groups have a few genuine people and a lot of doubters. They call them doubting Thomases. A lot of doubters. There are a few genuine people that's truly believing and ready to go forward with all their spirit and energy. Just a few. And that's all it takes to make for success. If you have a few that's right, God makes that few many. Yes, He with them makes them more productive than many without the God. Yes, but it only takes a few. You know, you look at your body, your head is a small portion of your body. But your head is responsible for your whole body. Same way it is with leadership. The leadership body is small in comparison to the mass of people. But that leadership is good enough to lead all the people. So let us be the joyful. Let us thank Allah that we have people good enough to lead us, and God is helping those people. Praise you, Allah. CCC is not in business for money itself, as I said earlier. Dollars is not what put us, the desire for dollars is not what put us in this business. The desire to finance our community is what put us in this business. The desire to finance our demands that are qualified and good in heart. We don't want to see them waiting on people to pay their rent, and they put not enough in their congregation, not enough in their congregation to support them. If they're good and productive enough, we don't want to see them dependent on a congregation that can't really support them financially. We want to take that burden off of that small, poor congregation. We want to finance them ourselves. Business people finance everything. You go look at these big churches in New York and all everywhere, Chicago. What's financing them? Well, poor people's money. But when you get to the real big ones I'm talking about, it's not the poor. Poor, they don't have enough money to finance these big cathedrals. It's the business people who belong to that congregation. Their finances. They tell me the Riverside Church in New York receives a contribution from an endowment, a contribution, money, from Governor Rockefeller. You know the Rockefeller. Okay, money. When you hear Rockefeller, you can hear money. And I was told by the people who were responsible, they probably still are. Maybe the same person still are responsible. It's been years ago. They invited me to come there and meet them and to see their cathedral, the Riverside Church. They told me and said, "Listen, Muhammad." No, I think they said Imam Muhammad. I'm not sure. I believe they said Imam Muhammad. "So you know how we finance this?" I said, "No." It's that Rockefeller gave us an endowment. They were so large that we have not had to use any of the money that he gave us. We've only been using the interest. Only been using the interest on it. I said, "For your benefit." He said, "We haven't had to use the principle, test the principle." I know some of you all, you're so busy doing nothing, you don't even know what the principle is when you're talking about. You've been too busy to get a word like that in your vocabulary. That's why I say the money that he gave them, the original money, the original amount he gave them. Yes. So wealthy people finance communities, finance societies. And the best way to finance society is to do work that brings rewards. Work.
Yes.
Work for it. And that's what we're doing. We are working for our money. We are working for our investment. We are working for our future.
Yes.
After investing, we are working for our plan that is designed to take us into a better future, a better material and financial future. We work for that.
Yes.
I don't have any hours that I work. I work for as long as I can stay awake. And I know I have to take care of my first private life. I have to take care of my private life. I take care of my private life, but I don't waste time. I don't waste time. I take no more than I need for my private life. That keeps me healthy and balanced. You'd be surprised. I'm in pretty good shape for a old man. I may outwalk you. I can walk. I can walk to Gary if I had to. Walk to Gary in the end back today. Yes, I could. Yes. So, and why do I do that? Because my life is important not only to me, my life is important to my supporters. And my life is more important to what they support me for. They support me for my leadership in this religion. And that's more important than my life, many times over. So if I'm a fool, I'll do things to hurt my health, shorten my life. But I'm no fool. I'm doing things to keep my health because I have to live. For these people that say they love me and want me to keep staying here and work with them. As long as I feel that coming from them to me, I'm going to be doing all I can to stay useful, not only alive, but to stay alive and useful. Yeah. And that's what you need in your life. To give you a spirit to do more with your personal life. Allah didn't give us this religion for us to live separately and work only for ourselves individually. You read your holy book, the Quran, our holy book. God gave us this holy book so that we would see our good future in working together, cooperating with each other in all good things, so that we can have a community life. If you want your life by yourself, tell me where you're going to have it if not in a community that's supported by people.
Be sure and join us next.